Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 16th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And of course, the intimidation of the public through that person's act.
Later, Sydney stabbing attack called a terrorist incident, and jury selection continues for Donald Trump's trial. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the stabbing of a bishop and priest during a church service in Sydney has been declared a terrorist incident by police in Australia. Some within the congregation detained the 16-year-old suspect while crowds gathered outside the church, throwing bricks, seeking revenge for the attack. Nobody sustained life-threatening injuries. It happened just 2 days after six people were killed in a Sydney shopping centre. Here's local police commissioner Karen Webb.
We believe there are elements that are satisfied in terms of religious motivated extremism and, of course, the intimidation of the public through that person's act.
Jury selection is to continue later in New York for Donald Trump's hush money trial. He's become the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges in court, which relate to allegations he falsified business records to pay porn actress Stormy Daniels. Many potential jurors were dismissed last night over concerns of bias. None have been selected. Mr. Trump denies the charges and reiterated his objection to the trial on his way out.
A scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt.
It's reported a planned ground offensive in southern Gaza is being postponed by Israel after Iran launched missiles and drones at the weekend. The Israeli Prime Minister is still considering how to respond to the attack, which followed Israel's airstrike on an Iranian consulate in Syria. Western leaders are urging Benjamin Netanyahu to show restraint. Matt Miller is from the US State Department.
We were able to repel that attack, and only a very small number of them succeeded. Ultimately, though, I think the point that I made continues to stand, is that we're going to continue to work to hold Iran accountable.
The Road Safety Authority is to spend an extra €3 million this year funding road safety campaigns and education programmes. Work will also be fast-tracked to resolve technical and legal issues so that cameras can identify mobile phone use and seatbelt wearing as offences. It's part of a range of actions agreed during high-level meetings yesterday, Tina Gates reports.
Simon Harris announced work on a multi-million euro rollout of road safety campaigns and education programmes would begin immediately, funded by money from the RSA's reserves. The RSA will also identify funding needs for the remainder of the year, and the Gardaí will be asked to make available their ongoing enforcement plans. Legislative change will also be implemented, if required, to resolve issues around the sharing of collision data. The meeting also noted Garda Commissioner Drew Harris's intention to increase manpower in roads policing. The Taoiseach also confirmed he'd chair a meeting of the government's Ministerial Road Safety Committee in the coming weeks to ensure urgent progress on these and other actions.
Critical care capacity in Irish hospitals has increased by 28% since 2020. The Health Minister is bringing a report to Cabinet later, looking at how the government is tackling the trolley crisis. Aidan Delaney has more.
Stephen Donnelly will tell his ministerial colleagues there are now 330 ICU beds in operation in hospitals around the country. That's up from 258 beds 4 years ago, with 770 additional staff recruited to tend to them. A further 22 beds are set to be delivered this year under the HSE's National Service Plan, with the hopes that there will be 458 ICU beds in situ by 2031. Elsewhere, the Health Minister will seek approval to move forward with plans to authorise pharmacists to extend prescriptions in certain situations. A report from the expert task force investigating the issue is set to be published by the end of June.
Over one in five young people are skipping meals because they can't afford to eat. That's one of the findings from a report by the National Youth Council of Ireland. 44% of those surveyed said they were financially worse off this year than in 2023, with housing the number one area of concern. NYCI's Paul Gordon says young people feel let down by the system.
The basic idea in society of working hard and playing by the rules, ensuring that you do succeed in life and have good ownership and are comfortable, is being questioned by many young people. And that is a pillar of the social contract. And for many, the social contract is broken.
A movie weapons supervisor has been jailed for 18 months for the fatal shooting on the set of Rust. Helena Hutchins was killed when a weapon went off in the hand of actor Alec Baldwin back in 2021. It had been loaded by Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who's been convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer told her she'd shown no remorse.
You were the armorer. You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Miss Hutchins would be alive, a husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother. Please take her.
In entertainment news, Hannah Waddingham is being called a role model for her response to a photographer calling out "Show your leg" while she was on the red carpet for the Olivier Awards in London. The ceremony's host replied, "You would never say that to a man and have some manners." Fans online are calling her a queen. And in sport, in cricket, Ireland's women will begin preparations for their T20 World Cup qualifier this morning. They face Thailand in the first of two T20 internationals in Dubai, with play getting underway at 11 a.m. Irish time. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.